55. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Dear God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we pray. Amen. So it would be easy or comfortable for many to skip ahead today and jump right into Christmas. True? True for me anyway. I mean, our Christmas cards arrived late, our cookies are not yet baked. Some presents are wrapped, some decorations are up, right? But not all. And I know I'm not alone in this. There are some that don't have a tree up yet who still plan on it. Yeah. So we could just skip today, the day that we set aside for peace, and we could just jump ahead into Christmas full mode. That would be easier. You know, I also heard that many have had their first Christmases already, right? One side of the family got to do it yesterday, right? And yet we are asked to take this time out, this 1 hour of our Sunday morning, and stop. We're invited to stop, to stand still or sit still, and to just breathe in the breath of life. Would you take a deep breath? Let's take another one. Peace can be difficult to find these days. I mean, in Mary's story, she walked days looking for it. And why? Why? Why did she walk all that way to Elizabeth? Did she doubt that she was worthy of receiving Jesus? Did she question her own ability? Was she maybe not the example of faith that some have come to highlight or even worship as Mary? Or was she human? Was she someone who was in need of encouragement to continue to believe in the God that just gave her this crazy big announcement? She had been given a greater assignment than any of those before her in stories of faith. A bigger assignment. So if we paused and sat with Mary today, sat with Mary's song today, we could take it as an opportunity for peace. Mary extols or lifts up her praise to God. It's an opportunity to give thankfulness and excitement. She claims that God is the Savior and has fulfilled or will fulfill what is promised with that which lies within her. And fulfilling promises, that's kind of been a theme this year, an underscoring theme as we've been walking through the story of the Bible. Since the beginning of creation, God has made promises. They've been recorded in the Bible, and we've heard about how God has fulfilled God's promises, how there's been signs or symbols through ordinary people how God has been making and keeping promises. And when people have neglected their responsibilities or shied away from what God has asked them to do, God pursued them and invited them back, invited them in. How do you know peace? How do you know peace? Is it the calm before the storm or after? Is it peace and quiet? Is it less chaos or lack of fighting? Is it everything put away or done? Or is it everything just starting? We're invited through today's scripture today to look at Mary's song and to seek peace. On first reading, her story, her song doesn't sound full of peace, at least not to me. She gives praise to God. She lifts up the one that has called her to carry the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, in her heart and in her body. And this song is one of praise and thanksgiving. It's a reply to what the angel has disrupted her life to tell her about. It's a reply to hearing that Elizabeth's baby jumped in her womb. It's a reply to being accepted into Elizabeth's house during this time. It's a reply of her heart. And yet, if you read it more closely or slower or with intent, you can hear peace in Mary's heart. My soul glorifies the Lord. It's really hard to bring glory to God when there's a lot going on, when you have distractions in your way. She says, my soul glorifies the Lord. The confidence that allows her the space to thank God in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of her own changing body, this new normal that she's going to live into, in the midst of exasperation that no one would doubt that her story brought a lot of feelings. In the midst of all of that, she paused in the midst of chaos and gave thanks to God. She took a time out. On Wednesdays, we took a little time out with our Advent study. The last 3 weeks, we looked at a book. It's called The Star, and it's daily devotions inviting us to think about God each day as we prepare. And they use the acronym STAR, not with the star lit on the tree. Ha, surprise. No, but as a song, and then as a telling, sharing a verse, right? And then an affirmation, and then a prayer, a retelling, right? So STAR, R, retelling. Yes, a remembering verse. So an opportunity each day to think of that. And day 22 invited us to think of Jesus as peace, peace in a person. Day 22 reads this. Peace is most often defined as a state of quiet, rest, or calm. Or perhaps you think of peace as freedom or the absence of war, violence, chaos, or noise. Peace is and can be all of those things. But on our journey toward Christmas, we discover that peace is actually much more than just abstract state of being. Peace is a person. Throughout Jesus' teaching, we see that peace comes from the person of Jesus. To look at the person of Jesus as the Prince of Peace, the peacemaker, we get a glimpse into what Mary was holding within her when she said, my soul glorifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. My spirit rejoices. When she used the words like mindful, she was being mindful and humble and blessed and holy and mercy and promise. Those words were with her because God's peace was both within her and within her heart. And that brings us back to the promises of God. Fulfilled now in the baby within her womb, Mary was part of God's promise. She's the host, if you will, right? Oh, the host has lots of work to do, don't they? Yeah. She's the host for this plan that God has for all of us, that we will know God and that we will know peace. Perhaps truly to know peace, we must know what peace is not. Like so many human understandings, perhaps we have to experience first brokenness or chaos or noise and clutter. Maybe we need to experience frustration and violence and hear a beat that disrupts our life's beat, disturbs, or descends. Maybe we have to have those experiences so that we know what it is to have peace. Knowing the little bit I know of your lives and seeing your faces this morning, I think you know all of those things. I pray that you can know peace as well. You experience disruption and chaos and noise and clutter through the relationships and those that you care for, through the lives of those whom you choose to love, through your own schedules, and all that you have put on yourself between now and Wednesday or Thursday. You know discord, and you've had moments of unrest. Some of you have so many nights where you don't sleep that I'm always surprised to see you when the light comes of the morning. I pray you know peace as well. I pray that you know Jesus and that you can trust in God like Mary did, and then you can know peace. The book of Isaiah is often referred to within this story of Jesus. We find all these stories of Jesus in the New Testament, but they keep referring back to Isaiah. And so sometimes Isaiah gets referred to as the fifth gospel or the eternal word of God because it's in there. But however you look at it, I don't care. You can name it how you wish. But what it holds is this prophecy of Jesus' birth. In verse 6, it says, "For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." A divine blessing, a new life, a new promise. And yet all we have to do to have that is follow the star. Follow the star and find peace. Last week in our pageant Twinkle, it was this fun way to think about how this star led the wise men to Jesus, right? And to hear how a mother reminds her son that it's not his ability, but God working through him that mattered. To hear, like Mary, that we're called sometimes to do things, but we're only called to do things that we can do. Or to hear Chippy's lament that we might not always get listened to. We might sometimes appear like a free-range cow, and yet we are right where we need to be, because that's the place where God put us. To know peace, I believe, is to rely on the ever-present presence of God. To know peace is to pause and consider how God put hope in front of us, love within us, and joy around us so that we may know Jesus as peace. It's a time for us to count our blessings instead of anything else. It's a time to whisper our thankfulness, to know peace by offering to God the gratitude within our hearts and to rest in the radiance of the glowing light of Christ, of the star, and to let your spirit rejoice. Dear friends, I pray that you will know peace, not just this day, but throughout this Christmas season and really throughout your life, that you may speak boldly words like Mary did and that you may know without a doubt that you are loved. That God will fulfill promises through you because you are loved. Let's follow the light to Christ this day. Amen.